This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that we basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Like I said, a lot of things going on. On another Fast and Furious newsworthy day, wouldn't you know, it would be Fast and Furious. I mean, this whole thing is unraveling for the FBI. We had a big brouhaha yesterday that only appeared on Facebook, which I thought was kind of interesting. I haven't really seen anything in terms of the real news yet about this conference. But there was a news conference, and they played it on Facebook, Facebook only, I guess, in which the congressional group of Republicans got together and said, look, we think that we ought to arrest Hillary Rodham Clinton. At least that's what the headlines read. But anyway, they came out as a gaggle. Sort of like a news gaggle. They came out as a gaggle, all these Republicans, and trotted themselves out and said, look, we need documents. Docs, docs, docs. We need all this information. We're not getting it. It's an outrage that they're pushing back so much. And so we're just going to come out and say, arrest Hillary Clinton. Now, listen, I don't know the veracity of all this stuff, but, you know, if it means anything, it means somebody's getting a little edgy on the congressional side that they haven't been given all the documents by the Justice Department. It is an out-and-out fraud what is going on with the Justice Department. We have never in, literally in history, you know, at least I can recall, and I go all the way back to, you know, the assassination of John Kennedy business, which is a big thing also, right? Details and facts about that to follow after the 6 o'clock news tonight. Of course, right, wrong, if you know what I mean. The big point, though, with all this is that people are getting a little bit testy because it's becoming an election issue. Don't you love it when elections start to happen and people actually have to respond and your elected leaders actually have to serve you? I mean, I know for some of you, it's like a new experience that, oh my God, how could this be happening? Well, it's very, very real what is happening. And the cover-up is unbelievable. It is much greater than Watergate could ever hope to have been. By the way, Watergate, in comparison to any of this, was like playing in the sandbox compared to playing on the globe. I mean, really. And that's really where we're at. And, of course, this is what the globalists fear the most, is this unraveling of the onion, which it is. People starting to turn on one another, which they are. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. And, you know, the ultimate demise of their one world order bit, if you will. If you will. That's kind of interesting. We're getting some reflections back, if you will. Reflections back in time. People going, oh my God, I can't believe all the things that have been going on. And this stuff is really true. It's been happening. Oh, no, no. Yes, it has been. All this stuff that we're talking about. This has all been going on. And you didn't even know about it. I've known about it. We've known about it for years. And you know, this is the odd thing that has happened. Is that, you know, at the beginning of this radio show today, we played the bit where I was interviewed. I did a little snippet on Coast to Coast with John B. Wells one night. And we were talking about Obama and who he was and what was going on with Obama and what was that all about, you know, this guy Obama. And I said, you know, Obama's a mixture of a lot of things. You know, he's a mixture of a lot of different ideologies out there. Now, and by the way, when I did this on John B. Wells, it was 2011. That's how old this is. 2011, that clip that played right at the beginning of this show today. Me being asked a question about John B. Wells of Coast. Remember, so he's been away from Coast to Coast for a long time. So it goes back that far. But it was 2011. I was on several other radio stations, by the way, at that time, trying to seek my my balance, if you will. And what happened was is that I said, look, I was listening to the conversation about, at the time on Coast to Coast, about who is this Obama guy? Because, you know, it's 2011. He's in the infancy of his presidency. And, you know, I've been saying it for years. I outed the guy right away when he became, before he became president. I said, this guy's a communist. And others. And then we started digging into the history and started to realize, uh-oh, this is beyond a communist. He's an amalgam of everything totalitarian. Everything. Now, it's kind of interesting. History has flown by now. It's 2018, 7 years later. After I've gone on record in 2011 and said, look at this guy's all these things and more. He's a hybrid. He's a hybrid Nazi. He's a hybrid communist. He's a hybrid religionist. He's a hybrid anti-colonist. He's all this and more. And you know, the questions we were asking then were the same questions that Joe Arpaio and others, Jerome Corsi and others, were asking about. Who is this guy? Where did he come from? What about his history? And then people, just naturally, because there was no history about him, remember, everybody was mum on Obama. They didn't say anything about it. You couldn't get his college records. You knew he went to places like the Oxy Tigers. If you want a thrill in life, go to an Occidental College intercollegiate football game. I'm serious. I've been to several. Friends went to Oxy. I know about the Oxy Tigers. If you go there and watch the football game, they change players every play. Because they believe in everybody playing. So everybody plays. I mean, listen, I used to coach football. I was all for, bringing in new players and things like that. But every single – that's just their commitment to the game. You want to come to Oxy, you can play football. Doesn't matter if you weigh 5,000 pounds or if you weigh 5 pounds, you can play football at Occidental. And they do. I mean, you get these big guys and little guys. I mean, and it's kind of like, isn't that the way football should be played? But anyway, you couldn't get any kind of records on him. You got some pictures, and people started to leak things out who knew him or that were in part of the dorms. And I happened to go to Occidental College on a little bit of a little tour myself, and just to kind of peruse places and talk to people myself. This is back in 2010, 11. I knew. We knew. Other people knew what this character was about. And everybody told me he's a foreigner. He got here he got scholarships and everything else, and he filled out the paperwork, and he says he's from Indonesia. So, and of course, the narrative goes on, and the media's picked it up, and the media's part of the problem now, aren't they? We knew then the media was part of the problem. But little old us doing little old Agenda 21 radio, and then it was the Inside Education Show because it was all about education. We're sitting here thinking, well, what do we have here? What do we have? Well, now people are starting to wake up. History has gone by. His presidency is over. And some people are realizing, oh my gosh, Obama was he's a communist. And he's the first communist president we've ever had. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so the discussion is centering around whether or not Obama was our first American president that was a communist. Really? Now, it's 2018. Now, and again, I applaud people to want to look back in history and say, oh my gosh, if you've got feathers, if you have webbed feet, you quack a lot, you fly. You lay some colorful eggs. You've got feathers, and the water rolls right off your back. You're probably a duck. I get it. It's kind of like, you know, these guys that go out and they look at birds all day long. And every once in a while, they find a dead bird. And they look at the bird and it says, oh my gosh, it's got webbed feet. It's got a bill. It's got water that, well, you can take water and it rolls right off its back. Well, we can't hear it, but the things that are flying around look just like this one. It quacks. So, you know, therefore, this dead one is probably a duck. Wow. That's looking at history now, isn't it? The dead duck. Get it? Well, the dead duck is Obama, but he's still a dead duck, and he was a duck. Get it? So now people are looking back and saying, this Obama guy, I get it. Because he wanted to centralize everything. He said, you know, the government owned everything. Get rid of private business. Get rid of anything that remotely seems like private business. He sound and control food, control everything, every part of your nature, every part of who you are as an American. You know what? That sounds a lot like what Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels wanted to do in their communist manifesto. Yes, communist like community. Get it? And now we've got these great, wonderful revelations by these great historians popping up everywhere. And my attention is drawn to an article that popped up. I got it the other day by Don Schuber. Don Schuber. And the title of his article is How Obama Became the First Communist President. It was dated 3 days ago that it came out. So we're 2018. It's May of 2018. So you see, this is my point, folks. The damage that this guy has done and what he's ushered in along with a whole bunch of other people. I mean, there's Aaron Klein's book called Red Army that came out. By the way, there was a warning of all this in 2000. I think it was in 2010. I interviewed Aaron Klein in his research, and I can't, her name slips me right now. And I interviewed them extensively on, it was then known as the Inside Education show that we did. And then we gave way to, of course, Agenda 21 once we figured out all the communism and, you know, all the National Socialists and all everything else that made up Agenda 21. We got that. But back in the day, people did not recognize this guy as a communist, or they weren't calling it out. But he was still very much a communist. So we were seeing all these things creep in, and we were outing Obama as a communist then, And in Aaron Klein's book, which came out in 2010, I mean, they outed everybody in Congress that were affiliated, even remotely affiliated. And actually, there weren't that many that were remotely. They were just out-and-out communists that were members of Congress, the Congressional Black Caucus, anybody? All those are related to Louis Farrakhan. Oh, and who comes into that category right now? Maxine Waters. Her little ditties, her little videos that are out there with embracing, just loving on Louis Farrakhan, Mr. Racist himself. Right? Liberation theology. That was what Obama was into. And how many of these communists, how about a whole continent full down in South America, are into liberation theology? Every single communist in South America is into liberation theology. That should tell you something. And he was attending that church in Chicago with Mr. Liberation. Hey, your chickens are going to come home to roost. That guy? Remember him? See, this is my point. A duck is a duck. If it's a live duck or a dead duck, it's a duck. People have to discern the living ducks amongst us. This is the root of the evil with communism. Die Schlickmeisters, we can call them. There's an allure that goes along with communism, and this is the thing that people don't quite understand. And we've been able to see it very, very well in the last 8 years. And this is, I guess, the takeaway from all this stuff now. Everybody looking back going, oh my God, that guy really was a communist. As we reflect back, let's learn the lessons of communism. Let's learn the lessons of what's going on out here in California. We call him openly, Jerry Brown, a communist governor. And he is. And the Communist Party model legislature. Because they are. Even the Republicans who have joined up. You can't escape your affiliation with the monoparty Democrats that are really, truly communist. That's why when I listen to Trump, he's got it down right. What's very clear in what the focus is on is you have an entire Democratic Party that's a communist / National Socialist Party. Now, when I say National Socialist, I mean it, Nazis. Communism and Nazism are the same coin, just two sides. That's all it is. That's why when you listen to Adolf Hitler talk, or you listen to Lenin and Stalin and those guys, they've all kind of got the same drum beat, don't they? It's all about disarming. It's all about controlling everything about you. And it's all about enslavement, ultimately. But they lure you in. And the tactic of luring you in is, we're going to give you everything from the government. The government is going to give you everything and sustain you. But first, you know, there's got to be some things in which, you know, we don't want these guns that you civilians want, that you guys have. So you got to give them up. You give them up and you'll have nirvana. You'll have paradise. And how is that working out in California right now? How is that working out in Venezuela? Huh? How did it work out in Cuba? How did it work out in China? How did it work out in Russia? In the Soviet Union? How did it work out in Adolf Hitler's Germany? How many millions of people died because they were being lured in? Just give us your guns and it's going to be okay. We'll keep you safe from all those, well, those animals out there. We'll keep you safe from MS-13. We'll keep you safe from all the thugs and all the terrorists out there. Just give us your guns. See how safe you'll be? You don't have to worry about people breaking into your house and shooting and maiming and raping your wife and things like that. You don't have to. The government is here to help you because we're going to give you free health care. We're going to give you Obama phones. Doesn't that sound well? And free education. Oh, yes. Of course, what kind of education do you get in those schools, right? What kind of brainwashing do you? And by the way, this opiate of the masses, the religion? Nine yet, nada. No way, Jose. We got to get rid of that because there's only one opiate we want you to take. That's the opiate of the government. That's the opiate of communism. And that's why people fall prey to this. communism, national socialism, totalitarianism, all the things that Obama brought you. Now, I challenge you to identify the living ducks rather than to be looking back in history when it's too late and maybe you're one of the dead ducks. We'll be back.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Reminder to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And in the third hour, we're going to be discussing what in the world is truly going on in the grievance world. We didn't get a chance to read our grievance yesterday to everybody. So guess what? We're going to hop to it. We're going to read grievance number 18. Can you believe that? 18 out of 40 grievances. And it looks to be that we're actually going to have way more than that. the grievances, they just keep building up, don't they? They just keep building up. So we're going to expand ourselves. Now, right now we're talking about this whole notion of communism. Now, I think in looking at history, and I support the historical perspective of this, don't get me wrong. I'm just a kind of, I'm the guy who's the tip of the sword going, let's call these people out. Let's tell them. Let's tell the world what these people are truly all about. That's me. I'd rather identify the flying, living, waddling, paddling, pushing, quacking duck right on the spot so we don't have to go through this grievance. See, grievance is in the case. The whole process of what we're doing in California, and by the way, this needs to be a national movement. The grievances that we read every Tuesday needs to be read nationally, every county, every state, everywhere in the union, every Tuesday. Because we are grieving what we have endured for the last 8 years. And, of course, Jerry Brown, 16 years, right? Because it all started in the 70s for him. But we've endured communism in California, and it's blatant in our face. Bonta. This assemblyman, his name is Bonta, a communist out of the Bay Area, introduces a bill to say it's okay to bring in communists and employ them in government. It's okay. They just norm us down, right? I mean, everybody knows in November 9th, 1989, communism died. No, it didn't. It didn't die at all. It just changed shape. Everybody became an environmentalist after 1989. All those good communists just don't disappear. One day, you're a communist. Next, whoop, you're different. You're an American capitalist. Huh? Doesn't work that way. In 1989, they just shape-shifted. They went from one form to another. And they had to call themselves something. So red became green. And that's really true. All those good communists, by 1992, they had risen up and they had all come together, those good communists and those good totalitarians. And what they did is they created a document. They all got together in Rio de Janeiro. And some people, including Jerry Brown, flew out of Sacramento Airport all the way to Rio de Janeiro. In 1992, to become part of that. And the manifest on that list of passengers on that plane is quite interesting, by the way, especially in historical perspectives today. Very interesting. I bet you didn't know those sort of things float around, but we know who's on that airplane. Who left California to go join up with the rest of the wacko environmentalists. Weren't too wacko after all. But remember, the seed plant for Jerry Brown to come back as governor had already been made. Right, 2 years earlier in 1990. See, we're unraveling the plan here in California. In 1990, Jerry Brown was set up to be governor again. Because remember, Jerry Brown, the first time he went through here, following the Constitution, only had two terms in office. From 1976 to 1984. Well, 1984, portents. By 1990, they changed the law that allowed Jerry Brown, and only Jerry Brown, to seek a third and fourth term as governor through the term limits proposition that went through in 1990. So by 1992, he's motivated. He knows he's going to come back as governor. And what does he do? He becomes a force in the good communist movement known as environmentalism when they wrote and sat down and said, oh, we have to make the planet sustainable and control every little aspect of things that go on in the world. Because we are large and in charge as good communists. We're environmentalists. No longer communists. No. We're no longer red, we're green. Remember that. Off to Rio de Janeiro they go in 1992 as environmentalists. See, we all knew Jerry Brown Jr., Moonbeam, was a communist back in the 70s and 80s. And everybody thought we'd never see that monster again, but then it rose up. Because a legislature in complete disarray by 2010, because of term limits, by the way, the administrative churn, the chaos that was going on, the decline in California, the people that were being pushed out because of over-regulation, over-legislation. Oh my gosh, we have to have a savior. Bring in Jerry Brown. He can be the only adult in the room. as governor, because you had a lot of young children, literally, running the state government. It was chaos. And still is chaos. It's real chaos. In fact, it's a monoparty system. It's all been fashioned, all been planned. We called, back in the day, Jerry Brown a communist, but because they shape-shifted away from the term communist, they didn't identify with communists. But some brave people, Aaron Klein as an example, were calling him out as communist at the time, 10 years ago. A lot of people didn't realize that then. Now they can look back and realize it. This article by Don Suber, which sort of prompted my little one-hour rant here, starts off like this. The use of the state to spy on and infiltrate the campaign of a political opponent is the final proof of the truth that we have averted our eyes for the last 14 years. Barack Obama is a communist. Mild compared to Castro or Mao, but nevertheless a believer in state control of everything. Everything. You have plants in the front of your house? You best believe the state's going to control it under communism. Electing a communist president was easy, although it took more than seven decades. While the steps were many, Stalin's Soviet Union collapsed before achieving his goal. The major ones are obvious in hindsight. There's that 2020 hindsight business. The quest began after Stalin stole America's nuclear bomb secret. Roy Cohn prosecuted Stalin's spies. We hanged them. We hanged them. Cohn. Interesting name, huh? Stalin got revenge. He placed a big fat target on Cohn, who went to Washington to help Senator Joseph McCarthy ferret communists out of the Army and State Department. Many people confuse this with the House Un-American Activities Committee, which examined communism in Hollywood, much ridiculed in the press. Even conservatives mocked the House Un-American Activities. Look at Hollywood today and try to deny that communism lives on in America's entertainment industry. Interesting article, huh? The elitist ripped McCarthy, called his quest for the truth a witch hunt, and made his name synonymous with the type of investigative fishing expedition Bobby Mueller has engaged in. Oh, Robert Mueller, you know, FBI. The net result was you no longer could call anyone a communist in America, not even an actual communist. We call them liberal, progressive, socialist, and even Marxist. How about Maoist? Now, that's just me, huh? That's what Jerry Brown is. But never in polite society may we call them communist. Right. How about not so polite Agenda 21 Radio? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And many thanks to our listeners who keep us kind of on the square here, so to speak. I mean, really, we have a lot of wonderful listeners. I want to thank you and my citizen journalist who had just... This article here was brought to me by a citizen journalist out of Los Angeles, I might add. And I did get a donation of beans that I put into the amalgam, if you will, the amalgam of everything Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. And excuse me, I have to have another swig of this. I hope you don't mind me slurping, but gosh, that you have to have some sound effects. You know, I'm my only Foley, guy. I make the ruffling of the papers and all that stuff. I'm on script, by the way. This is what it's like when I'm on script. It's fascinating, isn't it? Because I just can't get this one out. When this came to me by my one of our affiliates there, we call them affiliates, our citizen journalists. Proud of our citizen journalists out there who bring us these articles. We're talking about how... we can't call communists communist anymore. We have to call them progressive socialists and even Marxist. We call them Maoist, of course. There's Maoists that are going. And again, what happened, and it harkens back to the fall and the collapse of communism back in November of 1989. It moves forward because that was a pivotal point. Communism collapsed. And I ventured off into East Germany in 1992 to discover and to look back and say, well, what caused that collapse of communism? And I made some discoveries, and I've talked about them, but one of the most salient things was I was interviewing Friedrich Mercurius from the Church of St. Nikolai, which had the Monday Masses in East Germany at the time, and which was a major center in which the collapse of communism took place. And I finally, the last question, I was in there for 3 hours. He took a long time with me. I was in there with him for 3 hours. We're talking. We're interviewing. I'm taking copious notes. And finally, I said to him, you know, the big question, and really it was one of the major questions I wanted to ask somebody, and that's why I went all the way to Europe to do this. I said to him, on the way out, I almost forgot the question. I said, on the way out, I said, Friedrich, I said, what happened to all these communists? They're here one day and gone the next? And he looked at me in a serious face. He says, oh, no. He says, they all became environmentalists. See, that's where I get the green thing. Anyway, so we can't call these guys communists in public anymore because they've done a really good job since 1989 to cleanse the system of that evil term communist. We use it. He's a communist. He's a communist. Aaron Klein says he's a communist. That, you know, and Trevor Loudon, his great book. He's been on the show many times. He was a guest with our Tea Party. So we can't call them because we're so nice. They've cleaned that up. You have to call them something else. Right? And, of course, that's just simply not true. It says, the downfall of McCarthy protected the communists in our federal government. We put one, John Brennan, as head of our CIA agency. This is what he says in his article. Oh, my gosh. This guy must listen to Agenda 21 Radio. Various Lyndon Johnson changes weaken state governments. Medicaid, which pays for health care for the poor, consumes 15% or so of state budgets. This has driven states to adopt gambling, state sales tax, state income taxes, and more in an effort to pay for the state's share. See, the state's giving you free medical, right? The Voting Rights Acts of 1965 forced states to gerrymander along racial lines, a clear violation of the 14th Amendment. Johnson was too clever by half as states herded black voters into black electoral ghettos. Right? Isn't that what they did? So this made it easier for Republicans to eventually regain control of the House. The takeover of the academic world was a natural. Smart people are easy to fool. Just stroke their egos and tell them how smart they are. Isn't that true? I always rejected that. People tell me, oh, you're so smart. Really? Smarter than you? Churches were easily compromised. Johnson in the late 1950s convinced Congress to ban allowing churches to engage in politics, using IRS tax exemptions to keep them in line. This is a clear violation of the First Amendment, as well as repudiation of the founding principle of the nation, freedom of religion. By the way, I've had that conversation with pastors before. I said, don't buy into that stuff. Never. The Protestant Church was a driving force in ending slavery. The Battle Hymn of the Republic is exactly what the title says it is. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free, while God is marching on. Yes, I know, Southern churches favored slavery, but the black church survived as Moses for the slaves. Revisionist history swept this aside. Obama refused to associate with the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation or Gettysburg Address or Lee's surrender at Appomattox or passage of the 13th Amendment. Remember that? Obama knew well that the deaths of 300,000 Union soldiers to set men free is a truth that undercuts the communist argument that ours is an illegitimate country built on genocide and slavery. Indeed, academia now views the Constitution as a slave document rather than 13 colonies forming a unified nation. But the churches did not go away into the last good night. Born-again Christians, now called evangelicals, broke away from the mainstream churches to oppose what eventually became the New World Order. Can I sing it to you? The New World Order. Communist hate churches. Stalin leveled thousands of them. Religion is the opiate of the masses, comforting them and giving them hope of a new day long after this life ends. This is not to denounce all the changes over the last seven decades. My goodness, in our world, is our world better than our grandparents? Race relations have greatly improved. And the air is clean, and so is the water. Mental illness no longer is a life sentence in a state hospital. The Lord has given us tools to communicate instantly and globally. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Now, speaking about newcaliforniastate.com, 43 counties. We just picked up another county, 43 counties, picked up yesterday another county. And that's just absolutely amazing. And, of course, the county people there are excited beyond all recognition, which is really, that's exciting in and of itself. So we're really happy to announce that a 43rd county, Mariposa, has now joined the fold of the other 42 counties that have joined on with New California. We are going to probably stop at 49 or 50 because, you know, there's got to be other states for California, right? There are other counties, and that's the way it works. Now, you can become part of New California, and I suggest you do, no matter where you are in the nation, by letting us know. We're going to be putting this out on the website here in the next day or so. NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, which you can read the grievances. Now, these grievances are important for everybody around the nation, and we've had requests from other states. We're going to be getting those out. In fact, we have people working on that right now with New California to get out the call for the grievances. And these are grievances that are read every Tuesday at 11 o'clock Pacific time. And they are the 40 grievances that we established as to why we want to get out of communist California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit that website, NewCaliforniaState.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.